This is Dial a Saint, introducing Saint Leo the Great. In the year 433, just 400 years after the death of Christ, the Roman Empire was collapsing, and cultured people were sure the world would end. Tribes of barbarians, long excluded by the Romans, were invading from the north, and from the east, fierce Huns were moving toward Rome. The only institution which remained stable was the Church. It had spread throughout the Roman world, and its religious men and women had preserved the best of Christian Roman culture. Now its new missionary role was to Christianize these rough, uneducated pagans. Leo was born in the early 400s, probably in Rome, although his parents were from the Italian province of Tuscany. There is no record of his early life, and mention is first made of him as a deacon serving under the popes Saint Celestine I and Sixtus III. He was a positive leader, because in 430 Saint Cyril of Alexandria asked for his support for a matter in Jerusalem. In 440 Leo was sent to Gaul, which is modern-day France, to settle a dispute between two imperial generals which threatened to allow barbarian tribes to overrun the land. While Leo was occupied with this mission, he learned of the death of the Pope and of his own election to the papacy. For Leo, being Bishop of Rome meant that he was to exercise the same authority of Saint Peter, who was head of the apostles and the Church. In those days only the bishops preached at Mass. Through his 96 sermons we see him encouraging the faithful in almsgiving, teaching them perfection in daily life, and explaining the Catholic doctrines, especially the Incarnation. In the West, he opposed false teachings against the Catholic Church, and defined papal authority to the bishops in Italy, Milan, Spain, and Africa. He insisted on uniformity of practices, and used this office to settle disagreements which arose. His pronouncements were strictly business. They contained no hesitancy or personal opinions, and there was no mistaking that when he spoke not as Leo, but as Peter, the head of the Church. In the East, a monk had been excommunicated for teaching false doctrines. He persuaded the Eastern Roman Emperor to call a council, later nicknamed the Robber Synod, which was packed with his own supporters. They not only acquitted the monk, but physically attacked his accuser so brutally that he died. When Leo heard of this, he declared the council's proceedings null and void, and wrote a letter to the emperor asking that only the bishops be allowed the liberty of defending the faith. He encouraged another council to be called at Chalcedon, which was attended by more than 600 bishops. During the council, a letter from Pope Leo was read, which declared the teachings of the monk and his friends in error, and the proceedings of the earlier robber synod invalid. The assembled bishops unanimously responded, "Peter has spoken by Leo." But now new troubles arose in the West. Attila, the leader of the Huns, brought his huge army into Italy to capture and loot Rome in 452. When the emperor found the Roman army too weak to resist, he asked the Church to negotiate with Attila. Without any hesitation, Pope Leo and two others went out to meet the enemy. Attila was persuaded to accept the offer of a large yearly tribute of money on the condition that he retreat from the region. He died 1 year later, and his army, without its leader, scattered and settled in the lands nearby. 3 years later, a wave of barbarians from Africa, called the Vandals, threatened the city. But negotiations were not as successful as before. For 15 days the Vandals looted defenseless Rome, after Leo obtained promises not to set the city on fire. Then Leo set about repairing the damage. He sent priests to follow the barbarian army and assist the captives they had taken. He began to rebuild the destroyed churches and restore their stolen furnishings. Because of his calm trust in God, he never became discouraged. His boundless energy sustained him through all these difficulties to help him carry out what he felt was his simple duty to lead Christ's Church. Because of this, he won the respect of the clergy, wealthy, poor, the emperors, and even the barbarians. He was given the title of the Great, because of the great good which he accomplished. Leo died in 461, and his relics are preserved in the Vatican. We all have a clear, simple duty. It is to make our lives conform to that of Christ as perfectly as we can. Then, by using our example, deeds, or words, Christ will act through us as he desires. Thank you for calling Dial a Saint.